Israel restored to receive Christ. When man fails, God prevails. What man kills, God rebuilds. Israel's priests and kings crumble. Prophets are sidelined, yet all-powerful God's hand orchestrates the return of Israel through the hand of foreign kings. When God wants to work, he will, in spite of us. It will, however, be to our benefit to align with him, as some of the Jewish leaders and people do at that time. Zerubbabel, of the royal line and head of Judah, leads the first wave of Jewish exiles to return in 536 BC. This is talked about in Ezra 1-6. During this time, Haggai and Zechariah motivate the Jews to continue. In 535 BC, the construction of the temple begins, dedicated in February 18, 516 BC. Ezra leads the second wave in March 455 BC, Ezra 7-10, comprising about 1,500 men and their families. Nehemiah leads the third wave in 445 BC, Nehemiah 1-3. These leaders encounter momentous opposition in various forms and overcome them with God's strength. They encounter dangers. The first contingent is protected from ambush during their journey, Ezra 8:31. They encounter discouragement, Ezra 4:4. Zerubbabel opposes a treaty with the Samaritan settlers. The settlers try to discourage them by bribing officials and leaders, including the king. This stops progress in Ezra 4:4. For 10 years, Haggai and Zechariah prophesy the building is to continue, Ezra 5:1. They encounter death. The Jews who choose to remain in Persia are endangered with death by Haman's influence. God raises Esther and Mordecai in advance to counter the decree, Ezra 3. They encounter defilement. Mixed marriages, a taboo, are rampant, Ezra 9:2-3. Nehemiah and Ezra have to purge the contamination and get the people to pledge their covenant with God. They encounter discontentment, Nehemiah 5:1-5. The pressure of taunts and attacks from external enemies, along with internal turbulence and quarrels, threaten to tear them apart. Nehemiah keeps them united. The Persian kings, led by Cyrus, are God's powerful instruments to rebuild the temple, restore the lost riches, and reinforce obedience to God and his word. There is no one to oppose their decrees. In a fragmented church, are we playing our part to bring together God's people? Do we trust God as we face similar challenges in opposition to power? As Israel is restored for the second coming of Christ, are we working with God to prepare his people to receive him?